exciting announcement for our 2028 NCAA Men's Regional and then a 2027 Women's Golf Regional to take place at Trinity Forest and then the Basketball at American Airlines Center. And I think it's impactful, this announcement, just because, one, we just followed up a Men's Regional this past year and really shows that our facilities continue to get better. We know how to host the events, but the improvements and upgrades that we have here at the American Airlines Center, I think, will really show well for 2028, as well as exciting to be hosting an event at Trinity Forest. And that's one of the things that we're very blessed here in the Dallas area, of ensuring that we're investing in the infrastructure for these facilities, but then continuing to keep them at quality and you know, championship level events.
That's interesting. When you talk about the infrastructure around the facilities, I grew up in Dayton, Ohio. And every year they have the first four because somehow we have like a rabid fan base who will show up to see like Creighton versus Gonzaga in a knockout round. But when we talk about like the events that go around here, it's DFW. Like, and they say, well, why don't, like, we get these big crowds for the first four? Why don't they consider us for like Sweet 16 or even a Final Four? And it's because Dayton, Ohio doesn't have the hotel. They don't have the mm-hmm. connection. They have airport, but they don't have like a DFW airport, you know. North Texas has all of that. They've got different practice facilities. They've got easy connections by air all over the place.
Yeah, I think we're perfectly situated for actually any event, in small or large. But our central location here within the United States, so for fan bases to get here to both DFW or Dallas Love Field, the fact that American Airlines and Southwest Airlines both call the DFW area home, I think, is an important factor. We definitely have the infrastructure in terms of hotel accommodations, with well over 100,000 hotel rooms within the area. So you have limited service all the way up to full service. I think our restaurant and attractions and shopping and cultural experiences also add into the fact that, yes, a lot of our fans are coming here specifically maybe to watch a sporting event. But at the same time, once that sporting event is over, there's plenty to see and do and experience here. And I think we're a very diverse community as well. You know, we want to be welcoming to all. So it's something that hopefully is on everyone's list to attend our events that are here in the DFW area.
And you've got the facilities, too. You know, like there's going to be games over Dickey's Arena, but then you've also got, like, you know, SMU can host practices, or TCU, mm-hmm. or like you've got all these different public-private partnerships where you guys can work with the public sector, like everybody kind of works well together.
Yes, absolutely. And especially on the major events, it's very critical that all of our regional cities and partners really unite together, because each city within our region has different assets that are needed to host these types of events. So even take a World Cup, for instance, where there are practice facilities and base camps from Frisco to Dallas to Irving to Fort Worth, you know, potentially Denton, Mansfield, across the board. There'll be fleet depots that are needed, other ancillary event venues. And World Cup is just one example. We're going to need the same thing for this, you know, NCAA Men's Regional that'll be taking place in 2020. And then also when we're hosting the Men's Final Four in 2030, as well as 2031 Women's Final Four. So there are a lot of different needs. And the good thing about our venues from a sporting standpoint is there's a wide range of capacity as well. So a wide range of events we can continue to attract here, large and small.